Martyrs Day began on July 30, 2006, 1 year after Dr. John Garang was killed in a helicopter crash. One of today's first speakers was Abosh Bang, widow of the late SPLA commander William Nyon Bang. Bang spoke about the financial and emotional burdens of widows after the war.
What we are facing now is not our husband, we lost them, is how to raise the kids. And that is the challenge we are getting, all women, not only widows. Raising the kids is not easy. Even if your husband is alive, you are the one to raise the child. Because men, they are providers. If they are providers, we have to look after kids.
Peter Nyabor Nyombe's father was an SPLA soldier killed during the war. Nyombe says that the austerity measures have made it difficult to provide for the nation's orphans. He called on others to contribute to the South Sudan War Orphans Association.
The sole responsibility of this community-based organization is to collect enough data about the war orphans and to lobby for non-governmental organizations to help in providing sponsorship to the war orphans.
To Malaka Jok, SPLA Director of Information, Martyrs Day is not only about the civil war, but about those who fought colonization.
They go back as far as 1821, when our country was invaded by the Turco-Egyptian, was invaded by the Anglo-Egyptian, were invaded by the Arab. Through so many generations, more than 90 years of a struggle, and every year we were actually giving Matai. These are people who fought the British, they fought the Turco-Egyptian with their spears, with the pangas, with their hand, with their stick. We remember the Anyanya 1, those who have fallen during Anyanya 1, those who have fallen during Anyanya 2, and those who have fallen in SPLA.
Thousands were singing, dancing and waving flags as a military parade marched down the main street. President Salva Kiir is expected to address the crowd tonight after lighting a ceremonial candle in remembrance of the war dead. For VOA News, I am Mavis Birungi in Juba.